Morning Persons. An Oran High School Host Club fanfic. Written by Mysura. Read by Black Glass. Expecting Tamaki to be able to keep quiet was much like expecting Mori to burst out in long-winded poetic speeches about love, spring, and cherry blossoms on any possible occasion. It simply wouldn't work, and Kyoya supposed that, in a sense, he had only himself to blame for not having had the foresight to kick Tamaki out of his bedroom last night to have him escorted to one of the many guest rooms the Otori mansion contained. On a previous occasion, Kyoya had neglected to request for someone to perform this service, which had resulted in a small uproar when Tamaki had been found by a maid the next morning, fast asleep in front of the door to Kyoya's room.
Tamaki?
Haruhi, at least, had the sense to keep her voice down, and Kyoya had noticed she was a peaceful sleeper as well, neither snoring nor thrashing about the way Tamaki was wont to do, fighting criminals and rescuing princesses in his dreams. I believe Kyoya is still asleep. No mother should sleep while her daughter is awake and ready to get to work, declared Tamaki, apparently unaware of the fact that, had Kyoya truly been Haruhi's mother, and Tamaki her father, both their families would have disowned them several months ago for sexual perversions of the worst kind, instead of merely being torn between relief at neither of them turning out to be exclusively attracted to men, and outrage at their both having fallen for the same girl. Haruhi's being a commoner, it seemed, was outweighed by her gender. It's a Sunday. The expression, fallen for, applied only to Tamaki, naturally. Kyoya knew himself far too sensible for such a thing. He was fond of Haruhi, true. Much like he was fond of... Well, no, not quite like he was fond of Tamaki. Haruhi was far less annoying, and while Kyoya disagreed with her on occasion, she displayed far better sense overall than Tamaki did.
Oh,
said Tamaki, a sniffle in his voice. Haruhi shifted, and Kyoya wondered if her leg brushing past his was an accident, or Haruhi's way of making a subtle, half-hearted attempt to wake him up and get him to deal with Tamaki.
Oh,
said Tamaki again, in a different tone. The bed creaked. It had been expensive, and was of the highest quality. But sadly, it seemed to have suffered somewhat during the past half year. Kyoya made a mental note to inquire about a somewhat sturdier replacement. Discreetly, of course. But then discretion was the Otori household's middle name. Kyoya sighed, announced, "I'm awake," and rolled over. He'd been sleeping on the left side of the bed, with Tamaki on the right side, and Haruhi in the middle. Tamaki froze, his face mere inches removed from Haruhi's, before he backed away hastily.
Mom! It's not what it looks like!
Good morning, Kyoya, said Haruhi. I'm sorry if we woke you up.
You didn't.
The fault had solely been Tamaki's, Kyoya was fairly certain. And on that note,
I'll be happy to take a kiss as recompense, though.
Mom!
Tamaki protested. Haruhi considered it for a moment. Well, okay. Tamaki wailed some sort of objection. Something to do with families being supposed to enjoy a quiet breakfast together on Sundays, or some such nonsense. Although it doesn't seem very reasonable to first say something's not my fault, and then expect me to repay you for it. End of story. Thanks for listening.